Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Galileo Resources. Welcome back, Colin.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks, Phil.
The company has just announced that Phase 1 drilling has commenced on license 28001 in northwest Zambia's Western Foreland, targeting Kamoa Kakula type mineralization. The exploration team has identified several potential lithological contacts that may host copper mineralization, which will be tested in the coming weeks. Updates will be provided as results are received. Please tell us more, Colin.
Yes, it's a follow-up to the announcement that we intended to drill the license 28001 in Galileo. It's right slap bang in the Western Foreland that the trend continuation. I'm going to say we think, we know, of course, because there's been work which has proved the progressing trend down from Congo through to Angola. The rocks are right. The underlying, the precursor for drilling is all right. And we announced a couple of weeks ago that we were getting things ready for drilling. And now I'm very pleased to announce that we've started drilling and, you know, we've invaded the ground, so to speak. And target depth is, this hole is a very true exploration hole, Kevin, aimed at investigating all of the structures and mineral and lithology that goes towards Kamoa. And of course, if we're lucky, we'll have an intercept. But the whole idea of hole number one is to get some penetration, get some depth, get some lithology, so we can get the third dimension to all of this in 28001.
So what sort of depth do you think it's likely to go to then, Tom?
You tell me. If we interpolate surrounding licenses, the Congo, and a lot's happened between Kamoa, even though it's only about 1,900 miles to ourselves, we would expect to see some evidence of lithology, the type of structures, deposition, redox fronts, etc., that would lead to mineralization. And as I say, we could well intercept mineralization with our first hole. So ask me where the target depth is. On the basis is very, very true exploration, I'd say I didn't know. If you said mentally, you know, and according to what the group has seen, our team has seen, about 350 meters, we would basically stop, think, reevaluate if we hadn't hit mineralization. Depending on what the team thought, we'd either continue the hole or relocate according to what we find or we found.
So just so people understand, what is above your licenses? Like what? I mean, people need to visualize this themselves. Okay, so you've got DR Congo or DCR Congo, then you've got Zambia, then you've got Angola almost in a straight line. So what is above you in Zambia, DCR, that means that this is on trend?
Well, the Western Foreland is well evidenced. And, you know, it was our group that, in actual fact, in conjunction with First Quantum, who did the first drilling one and a half years ago now, and actually went through the Western Foreland. And this word has crept into geology, Western Foreland architecture. But that's what lets us know that the trend is there. Our own sort of surface work in the various licenses has led us to sort of know that the trend is there. We talk about to the east, the thrust and fold belt, and that's extremely well named because that's what it is. Thrust, fold, and very tortuous. And then, of course, the Western Foreland is more consistent where we're drilling at the moment. To the north of us is an extract license. Obviously, again, very, very prospective, and we're excited about that. And then to the north of that extract license is the border post, if you like. Takes you through into the Congo, and 90 miles away sits Kamoa. Kamoa, of course, to the west of their mine, did in actual fact come up with a new discovery. I think they announced it at the end of last year, but they've got Kamoa-style mineralization, and they've certainly got a second mine, I think, in the making. And of course, they're very excited on the progression southwest the Western Foreland, which takes you into Zambia. And that's why I guess they've pegged out an area as big as Switzerland in Angola. Should be said that this license actually butts up against Angola, butts up against Extract, which butts up against the Congo. So we're all in that sort of triangle there, you know, into that sort of where Congo, Zambia, Angola meet up. Those licenses are situated. But that particular license we're drilling now is parallel to the Angola border and about about 20 miles south of the Congo border. So it's right in, when we say northwest corner, we mean it. That's exactly where it is.
And you've got African Pioneer sandwiched in there as well, which obviously is what first points.
No, African Pioneer is to the east. African Pioneer is to the east. This is the most westerly area because it's right on the Angolan border.
Okay. And I presume then you're in a situation where the drill bit is turning in the African Pioneer stuff to the east. You're going to have the drill bit turning in this one now in Galileo. It's not going to be too far down the line before the drill bit's turning in the extract one as well, which
we announced that, Kevin, yeah.
So it means really that this is going to be very interesting over the next few months about what is or isn't discovered.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. While everybody else is talking, we're drilling. You know, there's some major mining companies' names mentioned in that area, but it's a junior AIM-listed company, which is actually doing the key pioneering work in what could be called, and it'd be difficult to argue against, it's probably the prime real estate, possibly globally, but certainly in Southern Africa, for copper exploration.
Very good. Well, we look forward to hopefully you hitting the jackpot. But at the end of the day, as you said, this first hole really is a mission to find out the structures. And if you hit something, it'll be a bonus, I think. But yeah, let's see how it all works out.
Yeah, that's fairly stated, Kevin. You're always confident because, you know, it's not as though we're checking on the structures there. It's confirmation. It's orientation. And these grabens, what, you know, are the captured, you know, where all of the precursors come together and you've then captured the fluids and the mineralization. It is a little bit of a lottery, but let's hope we win the lottery, eh?
Yep. I look forward to hearing from the results.
Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Galileo Resources, thanks very much for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net